The mayor of North Pole is expressing concern about a proposal by the Fairbanks borough mayor to expand the city's water system into areas where an industrial solvent has contaminated groundwater. Meanwhile, two state environmental officers say they strongly support another proposal to quickly begin cleanup of sulfalane-contaminated groundwater in the North Pole area. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
North Pole Mayor Bryce Ward says it's certainly possible to expand the city's water system into areas where the groundwater has been sulfalane contaminated, but he's not sure that the city won't run into the same problem that it did back when the idea was first proposed, soon after officials with Flint Hills Resources announced in 2009 that sulfalane that had leaked from the refinery had been detected outside the facility's property.
The issue at that time was the annexation and whether or not people wanted to be a part of the community. And there's a very strong voice that people did not want to be.
Ward says the alternative would be for residents of those areas to form a water service district, then build a system using money raised through service area fees. He says it's possible that such a system could be connected to North Pole's, but he sees the potential for problems and would prefer that residents of areas outside of town just agree to annexation.
That part of the community would have to become a part of the city of North Pole in order for us to service them with our utility.
The mayor says it's up to the people to decide which alternative they'd prefer, if either.
And ultimately, that's the will of the people. They'd have to decide what they would want. And if people are comfortable with the setup that they have now, I think that's a viable option, too. It just depends on what the community wants.
Ward questions whether either alternative is necessary, because he says there's already a solution in place, and that is the offer by Flint Hills to provide water to residents in sulfalane-affected areas.
Everyone that wants clean water has clean water, from my understanding. And I think that from, again, my understanding of what Flint Hills has done, they've done a great job at that.
Joyce Bonfoy is one of those who's accepted Flint Hills' offer. Bonfoy lives off Badger Road outside of city limits, and she says the company set up an alternative supply for her in 2011 after sulfalane showed up in a sample from her well.
I do have sulfalane, and so I opted to get the underground water tank.
Bonfoy is a retired nurse, and she says she showed up at Tuesday's open house meeting in North Pole set up by the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation because she wanted to find out more about the human health effects of sulfalane.
Because they don't know. Nobody knows the effect of it.
Not much is known about how sulfalane affects humans. Tests in recent years have shown that it harms animals that have been exposed to high levels of the chemical, but those tests are limited in scope and duration. The state DEC is working with researchers now that are continuing such testing, and the agency is getting assistance from experts with the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. I'm Tim Ellis in North Pole.